Hi, it's Richard here with the check-in for week four of Artist Way. Question number one is, how many days this week did I do my morning pages and how was the experience for me? Well, 5 days out of seven, and the experience was good, although I didn't feel particularly good in myself this week, I've got to be honest. I drew a cartoon about the news on Monday, which I feel I may have overworked, and I didn't draw anything else the rest of the week, which might sound a bit strange, but it was a weird week. I wrote a lot about a potential new part-time job, and I visited them this week, and I like the company and I like what they do, but I didn't pursue the vacancy any further, which the morning pages played a part in, really, to help me decide that. I wrote a lot about a comedy project that I'm making with a friend, which took a bit of time to set up on Tuesday, although it will take less time from now on. We're remaining anonymous with it for the time being to see how it goes, but, you know, getting that project up and running was really fun and exciting, and an example of how the Artist Way is allowing me to play and experiment. Moving studios, as I mentioned, I finished moving on Thursday and moved the biggest furniture, really, so it was a very tiring week. Got a few cuts and grades to show for it. What else? What made a massive impact on my state of mind this week, which came up in the morning pages, was the no reading rule. So no TV, no books, no etc. Very bizarre experience. I never realised how often I turn on the TV when I'm eating or taking a break, or how often I read a newspaper that's lying around. Also, I surf social media. I did very well, though, I think, strict sticking to the no reading rule. My only exception was reading comments by other people on any post that I had written on social media, which wasn't that many this week. I just felt it was polite to acknowledge those comments. But really, you know, that took seconds, really. Most of the time I spend on social media must be just surfing, reading, scanning. I did slip from the rule. I was halfway through watching a movie with my girlfriend when I remembered the reading deprivation. And, you know, I'd just completely forgotten about it. And occasionally I did glimpse a TV program somebody else was watching. Wasn't intending to, but I had to look away. I was allowed to listen to music, but funny enough, I chose silence a lot. And that changed the experience of things like eating. You know, just looking at the food, tasting it, enjoying it, looking out the window, very peaceful. My breaks were shorter because of that. I didn't need long breaks. The downside to the no reading rule is it was hard to keep negative thoughts at bay. You know, without the distractions of reading text and watching screens, my top dog, or my chatterbox, I like to call it, raced in and tried to pull me down a bit. There was nowhere to hide, really. Many times I found myself in near silence, looking around me and thinking, is this my life? And sometimes that was a good thing and sometimes it wasn't. I became more aware of my immediate surroundings, my situation in life. And that was a bit unnerving. It was a reality check, I guess. I think I needed it. I wrote about this in the morning pages. The biggest thing I learned from the no reading rule was that I miss my friends, really. Miss seeing them in the flesh. Question two. Did you do your artist date this week? What did you do and how did it feel? Well, I had a luxurious bubble bath. Which rarely happens now because we have a water meter. Rightly so, really. It felt wonderful to soak and just totally relax. It was great. I was in there quite a while. The second part of my artist date, I think, was organising my new studio at home. Just putting my art supplies where I want them, moving furniture, just setting up. You know, it was just me and my art stuff. And it felt really pleasant. It was like unpacking in a new house or, you know, unpacking a suitcase on your first day of a holiday. Very comforting. Question three, did you experience any synchronicity this week? What was it? Maybe Leonardo DiCaprio winning the Oscar and me having seen the film a few days earlier and then being able to write a cartoon about it. But to be honest, I didn't really sense any synchronicity this week. And four, were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Well, the combination of a job interview, family birthday, moving studio, it all caused my attention to be pulled away from making any kind of art at all, really, and that annoyed me a bit. I felt very low and frustrated this week. The no reading rule freed up time that I could have spent drawing, but I just chose to spend it on a different project instead. I was just distracted by the bright and shiny thing, which was fun, but essentially I think an excuse not to draw. I think there's still a lot of internal resistance inside me to drawing, especially during the sketchbook. I think I expect a lot of myself when it comes to observational drawing. And so I avoid doing it. So I'm going to have a little think about that in the next few weeks. Thank you for listening to this update. If you'd like to know more about me, my art, and the artist's way, go to www.richardpettitart.com. Thank you.